AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A doctors' association in Sudan says two protesters were killed after security forces fired on crowds. Sudan's military seized power, dissolving the transitional government. Reaction from the U.S. and Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We reject the actions by the military and call for the immediate release of the prime minister and others who have been placed under house arrest.
In recent weeks, there have been concerns the military in Sudan might be planning a takeover. Moderna says a low dose of its coronavirus vaccine works for kids 6 through 11. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Moderna's vaccine is not yet approved for teens, but while it awaits the go-ahead, it's been testing shots in younger children. It says preliminary results show half the dose given to adults helped kids develop virus-fighting antibodies similar to levels in young adults who got full-strength shots. Moderna released its results a day before FDA advisors will publicly examine Pfizer's request to authorize its vaccine in kids ages 5 to 11. Vaccinations could start next month. The Pfizer shots are already authorized for those 12 and older. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says he feels very positive about reaching an agreement on his big domestic policy bill, aiming for votes in Congress as soon as this week. The Biden administration says diplomatic efforts to get Iran back to nuclear negotiations are at a critical place, and international patience with Iranian delays in returning to the talks is wearing thin. The head of the National Transportation Safety Board is calling on Tesla to act on recommendations to limit where its autopilot driver assist system can operate and to put the system in place to make sure drivers are paying attention. Jennifer Homaday says the electric vehicle maker has not responded to the agency's recommendations issued 4 years ago. This is AP News. Gas prices continue to rise.
Gas is now $3.39 a gallon, says the AAA, 6 cents higher than last week. And listen to this. A year ago, gas was $1.23 a gallon cheaper. Highest prices are in the West, the lowest in the South and parts of the Midwest. The AAA says with the economy recovering from the worst of the pandemic, demand for gas has gone up, but supply is tight. It expects pump prices to continue to rise as long as crude prices remain high. I'm Rita Foley.
Toyota says it's testing hydrogen combustion engines in race cars as it works toward using the technology in commercial products. Such engines burn hydrogen as a fuel instead of gasoline, such as rockets. The Japanese automaker said testing the technology in race cars will allow it to collect data and try to fix problems on site. The latest hydrogen technology is being tested on a Yaris with a 1.6-liter engine for racing. Ed Donahue, AP News.